Bernie Stone, welcome.
Well, thanks. Love being here.
Now, you've been drumming since you were 11 and gigging out since you were 12 and started working on drums by the time you were 20. What is it about the instrument that obsesses you?
From the time I was a little kid, my grandfather always rehearsed in his basement. There was always a drum set down there, and I just kind of took to it. And by the time I was 12, I was actually playing country and western gigs with my grandfather. And of course, when I was a really young kid, my grandfather had actually taken me to see Buddy Rich a couple of times. And I'd met Buddy Rich when I was, I think 12. And a couple of years before he passed away, I got to spend a whole day with Buddy Rich and hang out with him. So he was very influential. You know, I've run across some very talented people just coming up through the years. And I suppose it's made me, you know, who I am today.
And the band you're currently in is the Bulldogs.
It's the Bulldogs. It started out as Spike and the Bulldogs. The founder retired 2 years ago, and we carry on and we do 50s and 60s music. It's a very good band, and I'm fortunate to play with some of the best musicians in the area.
Indeed you are, and certainly you have a following that goes over across about as many decades as your playing style.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about it is I'm not a rock star, but I've been able to actually live like a rock star. You've been on maybe 18 Caribbean cruises, seen parts of the world I can never see, and the band has a huge following in the state. You know, we're all in our 50s and 60s and enjoying every minute of it.
Good for you. Most performers don't delve into the building end of their instrument. Why did you?
From the time I was a little kid, I would get a new toy and I would take it apart, see how it worked. I've always had a fascination with how things were made. And it kind of started when I was a teenager. I somehow ended up with a drum that was kind of beat up. And I took it apart and kind of fixed it up. And then I started searching pawn shops and finding old drums and restoring them. That actually led me to doing this as a hobby. And then I wound up with a job at Columbus Pro Percussion, which is still in Columbus, Ohio, where I grew up. And I'd worked there maybe 2 years. Neil Graham owned a shop here in Fort Wayne called the Percussion Center, which was famous for doing Rush's drums, you know, the 2112 guys. So Neil offered me a job, and I came here, and my immediate responsibilities were actually running the shop. One of the very first things I ended up doing was building a drum set for Rush, and that was just sort of handed to me. So at a young age, I got exposed to doing high-profile tour kits. And some things happened which caused the end of the Percussion Center. And after that, he ran a manufacturing business called XL. Neil was so widely known in the industry, people always came to him for custom stuff. And what would happen is he would divert that to me. And so right about then, I just started doing custom drum work in my shop at home. And this all sort of spawned from there.
Well, you're currently housed in the International Park, which is formerly the International Harvester Complex. Why did you need a big space to make drums?
I ended up buying some used factory equipment right on an eBay auction from a major drum company. They couldn't figure out how it worked, and I was tenacious enough to find the people who could help me figure out how it worked. And once I had that in mind, I knew exactly how to make the drums that I wanted to make. These are the drum machines that actually built drums for the greats like Buddy Rich, Gene Krupa, Nigel Olsen, who played with Elton John, Danny Serafin, who was the original drummer in Chicago. So the equipment has a legacy and a heritage. And as of right now, I'm the keeper of that equipment. It's one of the things that makes my drums special.
Okay, who, or maybe I should ask, who all is the Stone Drum customer?
The people that are really into what I do are vintage purists. And then I also cater to the very high end of the market. I've designed some drums that have proprietary hardware, and they also use very exotic and very limited supply woods. And we also do some limited edition stuff. And I try to source everything locally or within the state or the region. All my North American hardwoods come from 50 to 75 miles from the factory location. I have a mill that does all the milling for me to my specifications. My exotic woods that I have to buy on the open market, I have them assembled in a factory in southern Indiana. So I try to do everything regionally and locally.
That is commendable. And speaking of local, do you have local customers as well?
Yeah, we do. And we just started with a dealer network. up until now, we were bi-direct, but we've actually taken Sweetwater Sound on as our very first dealer, and we're expecting more dealers across the United States very soon. We're on a dealer network search.
That's exciting.
So, yeah, we hope to be in all the five-star drum shops.
It's an incredible story. Do you ever get the feeling that music karma-wise, you tend to be at the right place at the right time?
I sometimes feel like that, you know. I'm very dedicated to this, and this has been a lifelong dream, and I don't know if it's coincidence or divine intervention, so.
But you'll take it.
Yeah.
Bernie Stone is a veteran musician and owner of Stone Custom Drum Company here in Fort Wayne. He joined me today in the Madge Rothschild Studios. Bernie, thank you for sharing your drum time with us, and keep on carrying on.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, and I enjoyed telling the story.